Midday Cafe is brought to you by Worldwide MTC Studios and the following sponsors. Skype Meeting Broadcast. Skype Meeting Broadcast is a new component of Skype for Business. As part of Office 365 and Skype for Business Online, Skype Meeting Broadcast lets you produce, host, and broadcast meetings to large online audiences, up to 10,000. And it's how we broadcast Midday Cafe. TriCaster by NewTek. TriCaster is the most complete multi-camera production and media publishing solution for creating visually stunning programs for live streaming, online video, projection, post-production, broadcast, and social media. TriCaster is how we premix and deliver our shows on Midday Cafe. Magwell USB Capture SDI. Convert pre-mixed audio-video content from SDI to HDMI to a USB 3.0 Skype meeting broadcast ready signal. Magwell is how we deliver our pre-mixed content from the TriCaster to our Skype meeting broadcasts here for Midday Cafe. Skype TX with QuickLink TX. Connect with millions of Skype users worldwide to create unmissable high-quality live broadcasts. With enhanced control and management features, Skype TX via QuickLink TX allows multiple HD quality audio and video feeds to produce the highest class of broadcast integrations. Skype TX on QuickLink is how we at Midday Cafe bring in our remote presenters for you weekly. Microsoft Azure. Microsoft Azure is a growing collection of integrated cloud services, analytics, computing, database, mobile networking, storage, and web for moving faster, achieving more, and saving money. Our site for Worldwide MTC Studios is hosted on Microsoft Azure, and all of our components run on the Microsoft Cloud Azure. Sitecore, the Sitecore experience platform. Put your customers at the center of everything you do, creating customers for life. WWMTCstudios.com is proudly run on the Sitecore experience platform. And Perficient. Perficient is a leading digital transformation consulting firm serving Global 2000 and enterprise customers throughout North America. With unparalleled information technology, management consulting, and creative capabilities, Perficient delivers vision, execution, and value with outstanding digital experience, business optimization, and industry solutions. WWMTCstudios.com was proudly designed and built by Perficient. Finally, visit a Microsoft Technology Center today. Contact your Microsoft rep in order that you can receive the best in solution briefings, architectural design sessions, proof of concepts, and more at your local worldwide Microsoft Technology Center. And we're live. Ho, hey there. How you doing, Todd?
Glad to be here, Mike.
Well, welcome to, we were sitting here playing around. I'm playing around with my new iPhone, believe it or not, because iPhone is one of the best ways to get to
productivity experiences from Microsoft.
From Microsoft. In fact, my whole home screen is nothing but productivity apps from Microsoft. But welcome to Midday Cafe. My name is Michael Giannotti, and today I'm joined by guest
Todd first.
Todd first. He's never always. Last. He's always.
I try to be first.
He tries to be first.
Try to get there in the parent pickup line early.
So
what I mean.
I do. Having had young ones and they're now older, I absolutely do. But I want to welcome you and thank everybody for joining us today. Before we get started, a couple of logistics. Mm-hmm. You'll notice below the streaming video, right down, you see it down there?
I see it
down
now.
Below us. There is a Q&A panel. So you can enter, if you have questions at any time during the broadcast today, feel free to post those. If you want to give us a shout out, we love hearing from people and letting us know where you're from. We've had people from Germany, Ireland, China, Japan, Brazil, you name it. States here in the U.S., all over. We love to hear from you, know where you're from. And we just love to hear from people.
Yeah, bring it on.
And if you also, if there's anything else you want to point out, please let us know. So that's available for you. We have today, you want to unmute yourself for a second, Stephen? We have producer Steve in the house. And Steven, what are you going to be doing with Q&A?
I've got my eye on it. You ask questions and we'll get to them on the air.
He's got his eye on you people. So Steven's back there and he's got the Q&A panel up and he'll cue those up, the shout outs, whatever. So again, love to hear from you. Today we're going to be talking.
What's new with Office 2016?
Specifically 16.
Pro Plus.
Pro Plus. I was about to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pro Plus.
And we do lots of these. There's always new stuff. While we were prepping,
in fact, there it
Mike,
is,
saying Mike, it. Mike found a news story, so we'll bring that up near the end.
Yeah.
There's just always new stuff. There's, if you think this topic won't go away, you're completely correct.
That's correct. So if we keep talking about it, it's because it's ever-changing.
That's right. We update the service in the cloud. We got to update this client.
It's kind of like, we'll see if this goes see-through. But it's kind of like our Master Chief, Evergreen. I don't know if, is he showing up or is he doing a see-through?
It's kind of working.
Nice.
That's cool because he's the same color as our green screen. But Master Chief's Evergreen, Office 365 and Office Pro Plus Evergreen.
Yeah.
And we're now into 2016 with all kinds of new stuff.
Exactly. And we are in the 26th year finally. So 3 months in, I usually figure that out.
So good. That's good. So, folks, what we're going to do today, a little bit different than most weeks. Typically, we start off with tech news and maybe an app of the week and all that. We're going to save that for the end today if we have time because there is just so much.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
People, I'm sure, are going to have a lot of questions. Again, we encourage your questions. We want that interactivity, that dialogue. So ping us. And with that,
we'll go from there. All right, so.
What do you got for us? I see I'm back here in, the green screen. I mean, our studio screen.
These two people are talking about Pro Plus. They're excited. They heard this session. That's what most people look like after.
That's why he's smiling.
That's right.
That's why he's smiling up there.
That's right. He was listening to a lot of webcasts. So before we jump in
and
say, hey, Pro Plus, the new stuff is great, there's always that one person out there who says, excuse me, what are you talking about anyway? I don't even know what Pro Plus is.
What are you talking about? What is Pro Plus?
There's what and there, well, let's talk about, let's integrate the what and the why to save a slide, right? So why do we have Office 365 Pro Plus? And we'll differentiate it a little bit. You know, we talked about Office 365 as a service. It's being updated all the time.
All the time.
We need a client that is in sync with that. We can't have something that's 5 to 10 years back and have it all work together, and you're not going to get the new capabilities.
And it's funny that you say that because we had clients in twice last week.
That's right.
Remember? And both of them around Pro, let's say, Pro Plus. Say that 50 times. So they're both, we're talking about Pro Plus, and there was discussion around that and this idea that, you know, they wanting to know not only, they were on older versions of Office.
Yeah.
But even then, some of them were looking at MSI traditional.
Exactly.
And we were talking about, look, as the service is updating, you want a client that's in lockstep so that its capabilities and things are in sync and match up with the, because there's service and client, and you want it all to match.
And, you know, we're going to talk about Windows mostly, but here, this counts as one of those clients, right? So if
iPhone.
If you want to have your productivity experience, you know, a single experience, work life, personal life, one phone. If you're one of those people with multiple phones, you know, you either got a really good belt or who knows what happens. But Mike here lives one phone. He lives, does everything on one, and that's what we're going to talk about, and that's what the service was built to do. Also, we'd love you to use the public cloud, our cloud service, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
There's a few customers that can't do it, or they have to go at a little slower pace. So even if you want to keep, you know, if you, let's say you Skype for business on-prem.
Sure.
If you want the most up-to-date client for that, then Pro Plus is still in play. And there's still a lot, it doesn't mean you have to go to the cloud. You're still a lot of benefits of using this client on-prem.
Yeah, so, and that's a great point, that yeah. even if you're doing a lot of those services or as servers,
right.
The validity of the client being a Pro Plus client mm-hmm. is still valid, because we want to make sure that you are providing the best experience for your users. And you're going to talk about how we can manage yeah. and do all that. It's not that a lot of these people, you know, I think both of our clients thought it was kind of like this. I always think of the roller coaster.
Yeah.
You ever get on the front and you do this? I know Steven's done this. He gets in the front and you go, woo, and you just throw up your arms and you're just going for the ride.
Right.
That's not what this has to be.
Exactly. Even right. though that could be fun.
It could be fun.
Yeah.
We'll so show if you, how you want to have fun with Office, hey.
Yeah. We'll get to the roller coaster part. All if right. like to.
So go ahead.
So that's it. So that's super key to how we develop things. And so that's the first yep. point. The second one, if you just want, Office on your mobile client, you need Pro Plus. That's the only way yep. to get it for commercial scenarios. If you're just using like an iPad or an Android device at home, or a Windows device, and it's got a screen 10 inches or smaller, and yep. it's just for home use, go to the iOS store, go to the Google Play store, go to the Windows App Store, and for Windows 10,
yep.
you get Office for free for home use. So that's also kind of new as well. But today we're talking about commercial use, so we'll keep it locked and step with that. So very that's nice. Kind of the Office mobile experiences you get along with this. And then finally, if you're one of those crazy people that has one and more device, who are these people? Don't we just have one desktop sitting with us and we take it home every night?
It's funny you mentioned that, because yeah. we have new hardware coming in, as you that's well true. Know, here in the MTC.
Thank you for that.
And I did verify that we had not only the standard issue things that mine arrived today. In fact, I'm going to get it today. My new Surface Pro 4, but then we had custom devices that were ordered yeah. for us individually. So we're each gonna have multiple devices. In fact, you have.
I have two sitting here.
So you can't see it, it's cut off, but he's got two.
So if I want to, and it could be a PC, it could be a Mac, right?
Yep.
As far as the powerful devices, and then tablets, who knows how many, and then phones, you know, if you are one of those people with multiple, we have it here. If you want anything on the screen, and there's probably lots more, but if you want any of this, there's yeah. only one way to get it. You can't go with the traditional MSI volume licensing, what we've all been doing prior to Pro Plus. You can't. It's not like you can buy that and go, I'll just get the add-on to buy these other pieces.
No.
It's just, it is kind of black and white.
You're in or you're out.
Right.
You're either in, it's...
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say the name of the movie.
Okay.
Because I just realized I might have some difficulty. Right. But having said that, this particular movie that had Robert De Niro okay. and Ben Stiller, he said, you're in the circle or okay. you're out. Remember this one?
That's exactly
why we're not saying.
I love that
but
movie.
You're either in the circle or you're not. We want that's you right. in the circle of trust.
That's exactly right. And if you can't, we'll just back up real quick. If you say, look, I love this, but I know I have scenarios where I need MSI, that's great. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
That's more of a licensing discussion than it is a technology discussion.
That's correct.
For the most part. So let's...
And we need to talk.
Talk to your account team and go from that. So that's just the...
Should we go full screen with this yet? Or, well, we don't need to yet.
We'll get there. We'll feel it out. If you want full screen, put it in Yammer.
Put it in... Well...
We'll do a vote. You can control the webcast. This is almost like a drone in the air.
It's like one of those futuristic movies where yeah. you pick what happens.
That's right. And we will be moving to holograms.
You change the plot.
We
are moving to the hologram, yes.
When our devices come out. All right. So we're going to talk about some of the details of what we just set up there behind the scenes, what's new. Before we do that, just to let you know, when a customer really wants to walk through this, we had a call with a customer this morning before mm-hmm. we got on the show here, and we're going to walk through this with them in detail. They have their own list of things they want to talk about. That's a 4-hour discussion. If you want some food, maybe 5, and to walk through some of those things. So work with your account team. We'd love to work with you on the details. The great news is across all the MTCs, I think almost globally, they offer these types of sessions. So that's something you can do, and that would be great. We're also going to be running several events. So work with your account team. It's late March into April across the Mid-Atlantic region here, so down to Virginia, up here to Philadelphia area. That will be another way to do it. And we'll continue to do the webcast. So we have previous webcasts. Everything's still valid there on those webcasts, that on the worldwide.
The ones that we've done.
That's right.
And we'll make sure that on the archive that's going to be on the side as far as related.
So we're not going to repeat all those things because we know some of you've seen those. We're going to try to do the new stuff today.
Yep.
So some of this is really simple to walk through. And so one will be feedback. But there's things in the new portal. We'll talk about Office for the Mac. Lots of good news around OneDrive for Business, if you haven't seen that. And we're always, I don't say we're always. Sometimes
we
change
doing?
Names. So we're going to talk about.
Sometimes people call me Biff.
That's right. So we're going to talk about Mike's new name. We're also going to talk about, we had something called Branches before.
Right.
And we changed the channels.
Is that like trees and
that's
the evergreen?
And it was so important. It's channels / channels. So that's how important this is, that we put it twice.
Wow.
And then we'll get into some of the details on deployment pieces as we go around. So let's
nice.
Do this. Steven, can you go full screen?
Full screen. No, we don't want to look at our people.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to suffer looking at us anymore.
Now we can dance and do other
now we can dance.
Fun stuff. So when we're talking about feedback, what does that mean? So that gets back to everything we do today. We really lead with cloud first, mobile first.
Right.
We design for the cloud, and then we bring it down into your environment. So to do that, we want to do more frequent releases and make them smaller, so the amount of change is much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we want to hear back quickly on how things are going. So there's lots of ways to do that. You can work with your account team. You can call Premier, but there's more lightweight items. And one that's been here a while that I just never clicked on I click on whenever I have a feedback often, but I don't talk about it a lot with customers, is the happy face in the top right corner, if you can see this.
I do.
And guess what? You can be happy and you can be sad. And you know what? It's good to give good feedback. They don't get a lot of it.
Yeah.
If things are going well, once a year, send them a smiley face.
Yeah.
But if things aren't going well,
let them know as well.
Help. Give details. What happened? Give the feedback here. You can give a screenshot. If you don't want your email address, take it out. They read that feedback very closely. So that's kind of like one-on-one. That goes directly to us. No one outside the company sees that. So it's not easy to aggregate it and kind of build a trend to see that, hey, this is something we need to fix.
Mm-hmm.
So what they added in 2016 recently is a feedback button, which takes you right to essentially what you could get to at our user voice site. So just about every product we develop now has a user voice site.
And what do you mean by user voice?
So our customers are our users, and user voice, we'll even bring it up here while this is spinning around in the background just to show them. Go to our favorite engine. So Office, we'll just look.
Wait a minute, what's that site you're going to right now?
You know what, I'm just binging it.
Very good.
So think of a Microsoft product and type user voice. And there you go. And this one's about the developer platform. Hey, that's great. You can, what it's all about is let's take your feedback and then have people vote on it. Here's Office 365 video. It just goes on and on. So there's one for Pro Plus, and then they all look like this. Here's one for Office 365 video, over 1,000 votes. Sign up, add your topic, add your vote. The product teams look at this extremely closely for direct customer feedback. It's one of the many, many ways they do that.
Yep.
So you could either go to the website or when you click feedback like I did earlier, it takes you right to this user interface, which is very, very similar. Actually, it is the Windows Feedback app. So it's using the Windows Feedback app, but this is all about
about Windows.
About Windows. Where the heck's the, there's Office? Hold on a second. Let's do this again.
Wait a minute,
I'm going to file
you
a bug.
But you did it from Office, right?
Yeah, I did it from within a... So earlier this morning, it was going right to an Office page. So the bottom line is, It will go, let's
see. That is, it's in PowerPoint.
It's in PowerPoint. Yeah, okay, so
because you initiated from PowerPoint.
There you go. I'm learning on the job here. So right there, you can either type in new feedback. Mike likes it, you know, something good.
You mean Biff, because we talked about name changes.
And no one's given that feedback, so we can come down here and add new feedback, which is awesome. Yeah. And when you do that, there's a lot more detail that you can add. Is it a bug? Is it a suggestion?
And we hope you do add the detail, because they really are. And I can verify, knowing, for example, on the SharePoint Online team and the folks involved with that, I know they meet and they discuss and they triage every week based upon the feedback they're getting.
So, you know, get your friends, use social media, pile on to a topic.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all legit. That's right. That's all legit. So
crowdsourcing, baby.
That's right. And so just to let you know, this is not how we find bugs. This is not hey, let's just throw something out there and we'll see what happens. We'll talk about how we do very controlled releases still and stage it. And when we do a release, we expect it to be solid.
Right.
However, you either want to give feedback on something, or you might have found a problem. So we just want to clarify that for everyone. All right, great. So that's feedback.
So Steven's raising his hand there.
Steven's got
a
golfer.
He looks like one of my ex-students in class. Steven, why don't you come out of full screen and then ask us the question.
Yeah.
So we've got a question. Do I need Pro Plus on my office phone? Do I need Pro Plus to have, like, on my phone for work? Can I have Office on my work phone without Pro Plus?
So can you use Pro Plus at work for your work stuff, like Office 365, on the phone or the iPad or the Android, without Pro Plus?
So if you're using it for work, then you need the Pro Plus.
Oh, license. Wait a minute, what's that there?
Oh, we got it.
We have somebody. We have Susan
Kelly.
Susan Kelly has walked in with a package.
That's a Pro 4 for Mr. Gennady.
Woo! So my new Pro 4 has arrived.
Yes.
Susan, I thank you. People, this is live. This is real. This is not Memorex.
This is not staged.
This is not staged.
This moment will never happen again.
It's definitely not staged.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you very much. Susan rocks. We'll give her a big woo. Woo, woo, woo. All right. Continuing Pro on 4. With Office, though.
So short answer, if you're using it for work purposes, the answer is yes. If you're using it for your personal use, then it's not a problem.
Right. And
that's the
high level. Let you know, if you're using it for your own personal, if you have Office 365 Home and Family, it'll light up and give you all that automatic back and synchronization from a home use.
That's
but for work, you absolutely, otherwise you're not, unless there was some weird licensing done specifically for you, then you're out of compliance.
That's right. And we can do a follow-up session on, and I know Mike's going to be really good at this, as the experience on, let's say, iOS or Android.
Yes.
And the reason why I want to call that out is, why do people use these apps? Because they're used to them. They work. They get excellent fidelity across their documents. And then guess what? There's one document. So if you have Outlook on iOS, let's say, there's one Outlook. It can connect to, I don't know what the limit is, but your personal and your business accounts, it all works together.
Yes.
You don't have to have your business email in some container and then
which is what I've got going on.
That's exactly right.
I now have my personal, professional, and all of that all in one spot.
Yeah. So talk to your account team. I'll say let them have the last word. Yep. The guidance I'm giving is the high level guidance.
Yeah.
And we'll take it
from
there.
You need it. If you're bottom line, using it for work, you need to have Pro Plus.
Yeah.
And be doing that.
All right.
Great.
Great question. Keep them coming. We're going to keep throwing. We're going
to
throw.
Should we go back to full screen?
Let's go back to full screen. We're going to go to the Office 365 portal because there's been some changes, some really nice changes of things that are added there as well. So let's bring that up. And when I log in, I'm logged in here as an admin. So let me actually switch over to my personal account. So here's when I log in with my Microsoft.com account. So this is my business account. There's a few things I can do. One is, again, you can install the software right from this portal, just as an end user on your Mac or your PC. The reason why you see the version here, thanks, Michael. The reason why you see the version here is because I'm on a PC, I'm on Windows, so it's going to say install Office 365 Pro Plus, and here's the 2016 apps. So this is kind of the menu that you can provide for people. here's 32-bit, you can go, and you know, we can have a nice discussion about is 32-bit recommended or 64, and we can switch that here, we can do languages and all kinds of good stuff. So that's really nice. We'll talk about how the screen wound up here in a minute as well. If I was on a Mac, it would give me the Mac screen. And then the other place, just to recap, is I can look at my install status. So I have five total installs available. I'm using two here. There's also the concept of shared computer that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah.
What's that? If you have a VDI environment or literally just shared kiosks that people log in with unique identities, absolutely we can do those and they don't count against your five, so they don't show up here. And then what also is really important to point out, you also see Project and Visio here. So we'll mention it a little bit later and we'll get into a little bit more, but Project and Visio have versions that run just like Pro Plus. That our recommendation from where we're sitting right here is that you, if you're going to use Office Pro Plus, you should move over to the Project and Visio versions as well that fit into that same deployment method, same update method.
Right.
So that means moving away from the MSI one. And we'll talk a little bit more about it later, but you know, the nice thing about having this portal is I can see what I have out there. I can deactivate, which just it doesn't uninstall it. It just allows me to kind of pull this off the list of five, and I can reactivate it very quickly if I want. I'm not doing a reinstall. And also, your IT managers, guess what? You don't have to, everything's centrally managed. You don't have to go out and count licenses, do inventories on people's systems, worry about where things are at. We're going to show examples right really quick on how we'll show you a lot of that, but you're managing this all from the cloud. If you bought 10 licenses, you enable them up in our portal, and then you give it to 10 users, you're done. They can't go over that. You can't have an 11th user unless you bought that. And they can't go over their number of installs because all the activation's done in the cloud. So just wanted to show that. Very, very different than the MSI, but a lot more benefit in there than what we always think about. So let's jump back to the admin portal. Let me find it here. And so we just showed a minute ago the end user experience if they logged in and they see here are all the apps that I have. Well, two things. Some people want to customize that.
Yeah.
Some people want to turn it off. Here is where you can do this, and they really added some nice options here. So do you even want to publish the 2016 version? If you don't, take it off. Maybe you only want, maybe we have some customers, they're only looking at Skype right now.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's give you Skype and you're ready to go. And that's all that will show up, or we can select it all. The other thing, InfoPath, you served us well, but you are no longer going forward. So if you are running InfoPath today, let's say with Office 2013, and you upgrade to Office 2016, InfoPath disappears. There's two ways to get it. The end user could come to the portal and install it directly from here, or your IT team can grab it from the portal and package it out and send it out and have it installed with the upgrade. So you need to know that. Same thing with SharePoint Designer. There is not a 2016 version of it, so you need to look it at there. And then finally, let's say we're moving to 2016. Do you even want to offer the 2013 version? We can turn that off. And then, hey, we see lots of Macs out there. We have a Mac, we use Mac here in the MTC. Everyone with a Mac, if you didn't hear it, I bet you did though.
Over the weekend, I ate a Mac. It was big, but a Big Mac.
talking lunch already, I love it. There's a 2016 version of Mac. Why is that important? We actually update it every month. It's not, hey, here's a release, we'll see you in 7 years. And we'll get back to you guys. So in the Mac world, we haven't always updated that on a frequent basis, and we've changed that. So we really have kind of unified the base, and so we have the PC version, the Mac version, and the one for all the mobile devices. There are some differences. You can't do every single thing on the phone that you can do on a Mac version or a PC version.
What?
But you can do a lot. You can do rights management. I haven't found what you can't do, but I have to say that.
And actually, they even have now an app for administering Office 365 right off the phone.
I love that. So
I love it too.
I love when customers come and their only device is a mobile device, a phone or something like that. It's really awesome. And then finally, on the Mac side, you know, we still need you to run the Link version from 2011, but we're working on the 2016 version of Skype for Business, so stay tuned for that. I'm sure Tariq our other architect will have some updates there. So bottom line is you have a lot of control. This is fairly new, so we wanted to show it. The other thing we talked about in the portal, if we go around here, are the reports. So depending upon where your tenant is at, it may or may not have this report yet. As of a few weeks ago, some of our customers didn't have it. But we're running first release, which means after they come out and are they're ready to release broadly a new capability, we're at the front of that line. So you may not see it right away because you may want to say, let's just stay a little farther back and get it later. But once it's there, one of the things we have is for usage. And here we have the Microsoft Office activations.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at that. This is a nice summary view. So what we have here is across Pro Plus, what do we have activated? And so you'll see here, it says there's 28 enabled users. So 28 total people could be running it. 12 are activated. There's 10 desktop activations. And then there's 4 device activations. And then over here, we're using Project as well and who's enabled inside of that. So this is kind of a test environment.
Very nice.
Not a ton of people using it.
Now this is all part, this view, what I like is this is part of that new administrative view, right?
Yeah.
All the new analytics and stuff. Very nice.
And then you can give, so this is fairly, this is a nice executive summary.
Yeah.
Let's go full screen. And then here we can actually see the people using it. So we can see their identities, what product they used, when it was last activated, and what are they using? He's a Mac person, that's great. He's got a Mac and a Windows device, that's awesome. He's got 9 iOS devices. We might have to talk to him about that. but that's okay. We'll have some follow-up sessions on what's going on in the tablet and mobile side fairly shortly. And we can just take a list here. The best thing is you can export this out to an Excel spreadsheet and start looking at it in a little more detail or run your own report. So we'll leave it at that. But as far as the portal goes, these are really nice reports to keep it running. And I always tell users, I say, hey, or customers specifically, that would look at this stuff. I said, this is great. We're giving you that back-end reporting. Just a reminder, though, again, you don't need this reporting to stay compliant. You provide the licenses and roll them out. It's all centrally managed here. This is, customers use this often for scenarios where they say, hey, look, we have a mobility project. Pro Plus is just part of it. We want to make sure people are using the MDM. Are they using the phones? Should we be buying everyone these licenses? And the way they find out is looking at reports like this. Say, are you using this stuff?
Right.
And this stuff, that's what you're getting out of this is actual usage of the service, which is nice. All right, so that's what we're looking at in the portal. Let's jump back to full screen and talk a little bit more about Office for Mac. We touched on a little bit, and let me just jump ahead here. Okay. Oop. You know what? Let me jump back. Sorry. We'll jump back here. We'll just talk to it right here. So with Office for Mac, there's a few things with that. So every month we do publish out the update for it, and there's a few ways to get it. If you're just pointing to our cloud, it has its own update engine, and it will tell you, hey, you need to update the Mac version. You need to shut down your apps. And then it will do that update, and then you're ready to go again. So that's one way. You can download those builds and push them out through your own software if you have management software there as well. So you have kind of two ways to do it, and you could, from what I understand, you can bring it just on-prem as well and have someone point to an on-prem source. But at least what we do is just point to the cloud. So if you're at home, you're going to get updates no matter where you're at. You can get updates, but you have the same control that you had before around that. All right. OneDrive for Business. So why is that new? OneDrive for Business has been around forever. Oh, go ahead, Steven.
You got a question. Steven, well, come on out of full screen.
I'm believing with Steven here.
Before we get to OneDrive, let's close up the previous section.
All right, let's back it up.
So the admin view that shows the reporting, is that available now?
So it is available now.
That went all live just in the last...
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Does that mean you can get that? So we have thousands of...
It's rolling out.
Yeah, it's rolling out. It's rolling out globally.
Yeah.
So it may take you a little bit of time to get it. So it's almost as if every day, just take a look.
Yeah, and again, it is live for everybody, but it's
right.
Rolling out to your tenants. So if you don't see it today, you will see it soon.
Right.
So just like Todd just said, keep an eye out for it. You'll see it shortly, and then you'll be getting that.
And if you want to get these releases faster, there's a setting in your admin portal to turn on first release.
First release.
Have a meeting, though, with people before you do that.
Yeah. And, well, and the other thing is, just to be clear, first release, you're able to turn it on so that certain people or groups in your org see the stuff.
Right.
And Microsoft, I think we're entirely first release.
Yeah.
So you we're all thrown in it.
So you can scope it down and say, let's say IT gets it first.
Yeah.
But not everyone. Okay, that's great. That's
good to know. That is coming.
One more question.
What's that?
Does Office for the Mac install and update on the same schedule as Office for the PC?
So I don't know if it's the exact same patch Tuesday, because we generally publish the updates for Pro Plus for the PC on patch Tuesday because of the security side of it. So I'd have to check. We're going to look in a minute.
So that's from a timing standpoint.
Yeah.
One of the things we talk about, though, with Office for the PC is how it installs, you know, with these little blocks.
Right.
Right? And we do differential updates and stuff. Does the Mac do the same?
So out of the box, the Mac does not just do differential. So it brings down the build again.
More of the and that is more of a limitation of the OS than the...
Right. I mean... I don't know of a way that it just has, you know, differentials.
Yep.
You know, maybe at some point they'll look that up. But my understanding is there is a way to just get the differentials, but at that point you need some third-party software to push those down.
Yep.
And so at that point you've taken over management versus just it being cloud
managed.
Handing
it over. Right.
Yeah. So we call pulling from the cloud.
So the
cloud managed.
I guess the short answer on that is, it can't technically. Out of the box, without third-party additions, and without you taking full control,
right?
It's a little bit different. However, we do supply the regular updates.
Right, right. There's other ways to get.
Yeah.
So we'll on a future webcast we'll bring that up.
More of a Mac.
Yeah, we'll focused. Do. You know what? Maybe it's a whole iOS or Android.
Yeah.
What's the world like out there?
Beautiful.
That could be a heck of a
love
webcast.
Love it. Alrighty.
All right. Anything else from the queue? All good? All right.
Not the shopping channel online.
That's right.
But okay. All right. Why don't we go back full screen?
Yeah. So we'll talk OneDrive for Business. It's been in Office. I don't know when it got there, but it's been there at least in 2013, maybe before that, in the Pro Plus edition. And again, remember
Ooh,
before.
Oh, 1 second.
Oh, we're going to pause. We're back.
Oh, we're still broadcasting. Okay.
We had to do a technical break there.
Yeah. Every so often I double check and say, we'll resume. Evidently,
that's awesome.
Fine. All right. Good.
So what does OneDrive do? It allows you to store all your files, your personal files, up in the cloud.
Yep.
If you're a let's say E3 customer, you're going to get, what's the default, Mike? Is it 1 terabyte?
That's the default. You get a terabyte, but then we're going to, well, that was, and now we're incrementally giving you addition.
Right. So
right?
So that's every single person who will have, let's say, an E3 license. I know there's a lot of other examples, but we're just using
technically
this one.
They can have unlimited.
Yeah,
if you want to go standpoint. There.
So that's awesome, and that means accessing your files from anywhere at any time, having the same DLP rules that are for SharePoint Online and Exchange Online. That's the way it's architected out, so that's great. The story we always tell is Mike and I were with a customer kind of reviewing Pro Plus, and one architect said, I can't stand, or I'm not a huge, we'll just clean it up a bit. I'm not a huge fan of OneDrive for Business. It has a few issues. And then the other gentleman, who's another architect there, said, I have no problems with this. This works great for me. And we said, well, what's the difference? Well, the gentleman with all the problems was running the MSI volume license version. And why was he having problems? Well, the IT department wasn't going out and grabbing all the hot fixes, not security fixes, hot fixes, that were coming, you know, maybe monthly, especially when it first rolled out, but the gentleman running Pro Plus was. So completely different experiences. So that's another reason why Pro Plus is really important. But when we're talking about OneDrive, we actually released a brand new client. So really, if we just talk about OneDrive by itself, there's three clients. Doesn't mean you need three clients, but there's the consumer client. So
the consumer.
Let's break it out here. Here's the consumer client.
There he is.
That's
showing
my blue cloud.
It's blue.
Oh, wait. Sorry. There we go.
Oh, no.
It's
the white
cloud.
One.
I can go to settings.
That's like...
And choose folders, all that good stuff.
Wasn't there a song in the 50s or something, the little something cloud that cried?
That one I have to look up. I don't know that one.
I don't know. It just came to mind as we were looking at that.
Well,
Stephen, can you get right on that? We need to know about the little something cloud that cried. Know if there's any references to that.
Anyone has that answer?
Checking it out.
All right.
So this
important
thing. This is the consumer one that's out there. I forget what you even get. Is it 50 megs? Is it 100 megs?
No, you get, so if you have purchased, if you haven't, you get 15.
Okay, so the
15 gigs.
If you're just anyone on the planet, you get 15
for
gigs.
Free.
And you get Office Online.
But if
for
you
free.
Have bought, if you have purchased Office, Home, and Family,
right.
You up to 5 family members get the ability to install the full-blown Office on their PC and devices, and each one of them gets 1 terabyte of OneDrive consumer storage for free.
Right, and that's what you saw here. So that's what I'm running at home.
Yeah.
And that's why my personal has over a terabyte of space.
Yeah, actually, so my family, I just double-checked it because we had done a bunch of stuff before. We are still listed as having 10.
That's a lot. So
that's a lot.
So here in my Explorer view, I have a personal OneDrive and my corporate OneDrive. You can see it's OneDrive Microsoft.
Right.
Why are we starting with the consumer one? Well, guess what?
That's a good question.
The consumer client was rewritten a while back, and it scales extremely large. You know, we're talking global presence of that, and it just works extremely well. So people have been syncing with that, having great experiences. The OneDrive for Business client that was in 2013 was based on a different set of technology. It's actually based on the Groove acquisition, which was great, but it just hadn't been worked on a lot, I guess, is the bottom line. And the consumer one had been rewritten from scratch.
And the Groove acquisition, if you think about, and you can come back for a second, Stephen. If you think about Groove, right?
Yeah.
And we don't mean Groove music, not consumer music, not to confuse anybody.
Right.
But the Groove acquisition was originally designed with the first clients were very large espionage and security agencies for a certain government that has a 3-letter acronym.
Okay.
That we live within their jurisdiction
here.
But you know, when they first released that, it was really around peer-to-peer collaboration,
right?
And no storage in a cloud. It was simply file synchronization, endpoint to endpoint, and satellite uplink friendly.
Right, which is a little different than
a whole different. So it's been
where the mass market is.
Yeah, and so they did their best job at taking that underlying technology and adapting and upgrading, but at some point we needed to cut.
So. The good news is, if you love that client, we still have it for you. It's still in Pro Plus. You still, if you want it, it installs by default.
Yep.
And if you don't want it, your exclude says exclude Groove. So if you don't want that client, then you exclude Groove. It's still called Groove under the hood and still has Groove EXE. So having said that, what did we do from there?
What did we do?
We released the new client. Which
now this is the blue cloud.
This is the blue cloud, and just like the consumer cloud, looks exactly the same. The difference is you see the identity here, so it's to my Microsoft ID.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Just like the consumer client, you can pick which folders to share.
Folder
to
level.
Sync. I'm sorry to sync.
Selective
at this level.
Sync.
And what's nice is you can see the space each one takes up. So you go, you know,
beautiful.
We have some devices that, you know, especially these small tablets that we have, you know, 32 gigs. We don't even have the 32 gig free, but I can be very selective about what I want, and I can go down to a fairly deep level.
And that's cool, because it's not just folder, but it's also subfolder level, right?
Look at this. So I can say, you know, I can go down to a file level and say,
wait a minute.
I don't even want
file level.
I don't want everything. I'm going to be careful here.
Well, it's my real system. Yeah.
But
I don't want that, but I want the file.
Deselect
everything but eight. Appears to take. So
here we go.
Is it going to let you do only the file?
Boop.
I think it, yeah. So
it doesn't get down to a specific
folders.
File. But
yeah, it's folder level.
Yeah, but you but.
You but can you be, can deselect files within the folders.
Right. So
if need be.
And if you deselect something and hit OK, in a very short time, it removes it from the system and updates everything else.
Don't forget to reselect what you want.
Well, I'm going to hit cancel.
That's a beautiful button.
That's a beautiful button.
Gotta love that.
So why is this new client so great? You have the folder select.
Mm-hmm.
You also, it's built on the exact same engine as the consumer one. So we update that frequently. You're going to get those updates as well. The back end has been improved. So there used to be all kinds of limits was it 20,000 files and certain smaller sizes of files? All those limits have been blown away. Now, there are new limits, but they're really, really high, and the product team's always working on doing everything under the hood to even increase those. But if you're used to the 20K limit and all the other limits we had, let's get into the details, because those have been blown away. And the performance is just really, really good with this client. Really, really happy with it. So, Groove, you served us well, and you're still around to serve us well if someone needed you. And the only reason that we know that a customer would need the original Groove client that was branded OneDrive for Business is for on-prem SharePoint site syncing. So, that will be eventually rolled into the new client.
So that's really why the difference with the three. Is because still, if you have on-prem syncing, that you
right
need.
Today the new client won't sync to on-prem. So,
yep.
So in some possibility, someone might use all three clients.
Gotcha.
We're working it to get it down to a personal and the business one. But overall, most customers that we work with are just using the two, which is really
very nice.
So okay. Great stuff around there.
Yes,
we have Steven Castellani.
And then come on back here.
We've got a OneDrive question.
Let's hit it.
So are they going to make there only be one OneDrive client that works for both customer and work?
So just to kind of walk through it, when we come down here and look at these two clouds, that actually is, there's just one piece of software in the system. There aren't two different things there.
But it's giving you a visual.
Visual of two.
Visual separation.
Same thing over here. There's a visual of one here, and the personal is down here.
But the control or the software providing that is really a single piece.
Right. And just to show you, if you come to your personal one, which would be the first, could be the first one you go to settings, down here there's add an account. So even though, so this is my personal live ID, Microsoft
add
ID.
Add
a business account. I can add another business account. So that's how you actually enable.
And it's got a blue cloud up in the corner.
Yeah. So great question, because how do you don't want all this different software running. If you actually want to go from consumer to business, you go to the consumer one and add a business. That's one way to do it. There's other ways to do it as well, but
certainly IT can control some.
Yeah, there's tons of, and that's, we can do a whole hour on probably OneDrive. Yeah. But great question. So we are down to one client if you forget about the Groove one.
Yes.
Great question.
Yeah, you have another question?
Yes. Do you guys know and we'll be able to use the new client with SharePoint online document libraries?
We don't. So that's a great question. So if you look at online at the Office Future, what do they call that page?
The roadmap.
Roadmap, thank you. If you have the Office roadmap, which Todd's pulling up here in back of us, the roadmap, one of the pieces listed is around being able to use it for, wait a minute, oh, for syncing folders, SharePoint libraries instead of just OneDrive.
And those are in the cloud?
So if you're in 365, today the OneDrive client, you still need the Groove underlying piece for that kind of sync to other ones. It is in the roadmap. It's part of the updates and things coming. I don't have a date for you.
But it's a request that we've definitely, it's at the top of the list.
It's at the top of the list.
Because we don't want to have all these, we don't want to be able to retire the older client.
So we don't have an exact date. I can tell you this much.
Yeah.
I'll probably have a date with my wife this weekend before that piece rolls out.
Yeah.
So, your date, I don't know.
There you go. Yeah, that's helpful. And especially if you're,
I think that's helpful.
Especially if you're watching this in the future.
We don't know.
We'll figure
out
how that works.
When we know, as soon as we know, we'll be posting. But thank you for the question. Great one.
Also, so you can look at the roadmap site or go to User Voice as well.
I like how they had, when you showed that, they actually had a picture of a map.
Yeah, that is helpful.
That is very.
I don't know what planet that
so
is.
So that I know
that's,
that.
That's Mars that's been populated there.
Yes.
All right,
you can come back to full screen.
About a little over 10 minutes left. Let's hit some of the big things here. Let's jump down. We could talk about the past. Let's talk about the future.
Let's talk about the future.
All right, so real quick, super simple here. If for some reason you didn't
That's command.
Yeah, you didn't want the OneDrive, the new OneDrive next generation client on your system, then this is the exclude app. This is new. This is in the config XML. This might be the only XML you see today. So I wanted to keep it short and concise. But this is something new that they added. And this is for Office deployment kit for the 2016 one and for Office 2016 only, is my understanding with that. So let's get into Office 365 Pro Plus channels.
The channels.
Yeah. So these used to be called branches. And they changed a few words. So current channel is what you see on the left. Every month we release a new build. It used to be called current branch.
So now we went from branch to channel, just like we went from Todd to Buff and Mike to Biff.
That's right.
Okay. So channels
keep,
now,
keep
not,
it straight.
Not branches.
What's good is what they are hasn't changed for the Office. We changed the name, but it's the same brand you grew up with. So
So new packaging.
With Office Pro Plus, the 2013 version and 2016, every month we release a new build, has new features.
Yep.
And definitely security updates. We'll show you for 2016 where that information is. It's in a little different spot and really good to have. So what if you don't want to take those updates every month? Before I give you that answer, If you're in IT, you really should be taking current channel unless you have some special scenarios. Why? You just need to get this stuff before everyone else. Make sure it's working. Make sure Exchange working, Skype's working, all that good stuff. And at least a subset of you should take it right from the cloud, so you don't have to go through multiple layers to get it. And every customer is different, but we recommend at least a subset get it right from the cloud. These are tested builds that are out there and you can run in production. These current channel is not, hey, find us the bugs. Like, that's not what it's about.
Yeah, it's already been through extensive tests.
But it is about you're getting the features before anyone else from the current channel and deferred channel view. So keep that in mind. Someone needs to go first. So that's why it's out there. Deferred channel used to be called current branch for business, okay? And so there still is a current branch for business for Windows. One reason they might have changed the names here is because Windows is on a different schedule and it actually means different things in the Windows side at the details. And when you get in the detailed level, there's a bunch of differences. So maybe that's why they changed the names, but they did. At the high level, it's all about speed and what's the velocity.
Yep.
Current channel, you go faster with new updates. Deferred channel, it's about taking updates every quarter, so you're going to get security updates every month, but you're only going to take the feature updates once a quarter. So let's look at this. How do we release things now? This is very different than we did, before Pro Plus. When we have early adopters, we have a lot of internal adopters and special customers that get super early builds. But now we actually have a program that almost anyone can get these early builds as well. So we'll talk about that inside our program in a minute. At the end of the day, though, there's a ton of testing done in the real world with these builds and internally. And at some point, we say, look, the number of bugs is way down. This looks stable. The features look good. And we declare a current channel and we release that. And we do that every month. And so that's what goes out on the internet. And then, again, once every 4 times a year, we're going to release a deferred channel, which we'll show in a graph what that looks like. But if you want to go at a little slower pace, deferred channel for most of your users, you're still going to get updates.
But we're getting ours, Todd, as
we're
getting our current, right?
Yeah,
you
we take the monthly update and see new updates as they come, and then we can prepare customers for what they're going to see. But everyone in IT, at least the people that are related to this function, should definitely be working with this.
Yep.
So what does it look like on a timeline? I think the timeline's a little better than this. So this is, again, the current channel is every month you're getting security updates and feature updates. And then if we flip it and go to the deferred channel, you'll see here, and this is just all just an example. These aren't locked in the real dates yet. But January we release a deferred channel, May, and then September we release the deferred channel, and those are feature updates. And in between there, it's just security updates. So what's nice is if you deploy Pro Plus and say, I want to put this large group on deferred channel, IT will be on the other channel, it automatically happens. So they automatically go from one to another, which is nice. It's fairly stable. Most customers that we talk to like this. If for some reason you said, look, we can't go to the next build, we got to stay on, we give you another 4 months of security updates as well. However, if you go, well, that looks nice, I just want to keep security updates, then Pro Plus is not for you. Because if you want a build that has no real change in it, that's what the MSI and volume licenses are going to be. When we released Office 2016, we released the MSI volume license version and a Pro Plus version. The MSI volume license version, every month gets security updates, but that's it.
Very nice.
And we'll fix bugs in it,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But we are not going to keep adding features. So if you're,
yeah.
That's extremely useful if you're air traffic controller equipment, medical yeah. equipment, manufacturing equipment.
But for your users,
yeah.
Again, keeping yep. them in locks, and this gets back to that, you want them in lockstep with the service, with the client.
Absolutely.
You know, that's not where you want to be.
Right. Especially the more you're doing with our cloud, the yep. more deferred channel or current channel is good. Steven's standing up, either as
Steven
a cramp or a question.
We got a question.
All right.
You sure you're not getting up to do Zumba?
Multitasking.
All right, okay. Now are you back on our beautiful faces?
He's writing questions on your Surface
so
Pro 4 box.
Would you guys recommend that everybody, the few members of their organization, be an early adopter?
Wait a minute, can you say that again?
Would you recommend that every company has a few early adopters?
So should a company have a few early adopters?
Yeah.
Versus, so, I guess, this,
so
deferred
let's,
or current?
So let's give it, so we covered two options. There's a
yeah.
third one. Great. Whoever did that. We owe you some tasty cakes, if you know what those are.
Tasty cakes.
So there's the final option is, and we want to clarify this a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a third option called a first release. They can be used as validation builds. So these gray items that have been laid out here, these are previews of what are going to become.
For the deferred branch.
For the deferred branch or deferred channel. I have to read the slide to even remember the name.
So who would get that?
So that's, those are ones that should definitely be very limited on who gets
yep.
them because they're not ready for to be called a deferred channel yet
sure.
and ready. But at the same time, they're based on other previous builds that we've had, so they should be fairly stable. But we're just introducing the new features. So I would recommend there should be some people in IT that run this.
Yep. Yep.
Either on a second machine or in a VM. And if you have people, it's all about your corporation, your culture,
yep.
and the relationship you have with people. If you want people outside of your IT, if they're interested in staying on the latest and greatest, you could roll with them with this and make sure you set up your expectations of
mm-hmm.
if something goes wrong, here's how we get you back onto another
right.
branch and we're good to go. That's a great way to test it. And that's why we offer this first release.
And I think we talked about that again last week with the clients that
yeah.
came in around the fact that, you know, you should have some IT, especially some IT folks who are responsible for that maintenance, deployment, updating, whatever, around Office. So at the very least, they're getting their hands on and having some, you know, hands-on
right.
time to run through and familiarize. And not just for, you know, the fixes and all, but if there's new features and stuff, be able to prepare the organization
yeah.
ahead of time.
Whoever does training, they should have their hands on
they
this.
Should have this.
They're gonna be they should have this be using Mix
yep.
creating the videos, and then they could be
that's a great case scenario.
Create 3 to 4 months ahead of time, they're ready to go, and it works really well. So the question is, you know, usually the mass group should be on deferred channel usually.
Yep.
If you can do all current branch, hey, that's great, or current channel, that's up to you. The numbers get much, much smaller when you're talking about these first releases.
Yeah.
Let me show one thing because we got to wrap up soon.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
what do you got here?
And so how do you know to get on which channel and all that good stuff? Mike was the one who introduced this to me, and I will find it here.
I introduced this to you? Oh, and go back full screen.
Yeah, let's go full screen for a second. Okay, great. So he introduced, I don't know how many months back with this, but this is the configuration XML editor.
Oh, this is online.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's just click close here and get into it. If you wanted to do a Pro Plus build, and let's say 32-bit, here are my channels.
Wait a minute, I don't have to use Visual Notepad anymore?
I won't stop you from it, but if you don't want to type one character wrong, this is a great way
yes.
to do it. Let's say, let's do this for the big group. Let's put them on deferred branch. Let's say, add that product. So right there, we got Office Client 32-bit, Pro Plus Retail, English only. And most importantly, the branch equals business. So that's the name
gotcha.
Of it. And this is where you go for that good stuff. Down here, we can give a version. So 16, we'll just pick that one. Source path, we'll say share file, just to be quick. And say, look, we love everything, but you know, I got to throw access under the bus. and we're going to exclude access.
Whoa!
So we just excluded that. We're going to bring it back someday.
Yeah, all right.
But we just excluded that, and then we're...
And then, wait a minute. So it also gave the... I was looking for, where's the endpoint? The source path?
Let's see.
Add?
Oh, you know what? Optional fields.
Oh, there we go.
It's all about the optional fields. Let me say add again. Oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to have to start from scratch. I was rushing because of the clock here.
But if we had enabled that, that's all right.
We don't have to go back. I didn't enable it. So you can go back. You can go back and change it. Let's see if that does it. I have to go back. I have to go back and redo this part.
Gotcha.
So sorry about...
No, that's all right.
Sorry about that. But then on the left-hand side, you can do updates. Updates, here's where I should have done that. Updates, same thing. Gotcha. What channel do you want to pull updates from? You should be the same channel, just to let you know. And you can set deadlines of when they should be deployed.
Very nice.
And the target version. So we'll put the link in down below. We've done this before, but this tool gets updated frequently as
yes,
well.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
So this is the way. This is a great way to handle it. No typing errors, and you can test this out and roll this out fairly quickly to people in your environment. So we'll kind of cut it there, and next time we come back, we'll do a little more in depth.
All right.
This. And if, you know, we can show more scenarios live, but now, still more to talk about.
Before we cut off for today's show,
yeah, this is great.
There was a you know, again, and you can come back to us, Stephen. So all we talked about how this just continues to update, and it was funny because just in case we're obviously using up all the time. I'm looking at the clock over there, there's constant updates to this service, and that's why
right.
we keep coming back to talk to you about Pro Plus. Obviously, everything that you've been showing today, a whole bunch of new stuff.
Yep.
I go to pull up news stories around Office. I went to blogs.office.com, and what's one of the stories I found?
Configuration Manager has now been updated to give you more options to deploy it.
Brand new. And then they have a whole video with the, which group is this? This is the Gear, is it Gears or who is this?
Gearheads.
The Gearheads. Yeah, but they have a whole video about it so that you can watch it and get up to date as to what's happening.
And we'll do a session on this. This is not something you squeeze into an hour with anything else. You probably need 30 minutes solid.
Is just to kind of let you know it's out there.
Right.
But we're going to be doing more on this. And we might release that through one of our This Month End series.
Right.
So we can do that out of band and not wait till months from now. But... you know, it does keep updating. All new stuff. So I do have a couple just on the last. Is that it for today, though?
That's it for today.
That's it
I'm
going to
zip it.
Because we've got a bunch more that we can talk about. Obviously, if you have questions that you want to follow up with us, please feel free to, right now while you're thinking about it, post them in here and we can come back and look at it. Otherwise, just a couple of quick news pieces I wanted to highlight. And I'll have links to this after.
Nice.
The yeah.
These
so
are great.
We've had a lot of folks ask us about if they've been using Evernote, how to get that content into OneNote.
Mm-hmm.
There is now, look at there, a link right here. And we'll show that we'll provide this to you. There is now an Evernote, they call it the OneNote Importer tool.
Okay.
That will allow you to import your notes from Evernote to OneNote so you can make the cut over.
Very nice.
First off.
A lot of people have that.
A lot of people, yeah. The next is around the expanding the reach of Skype for Business and Meetings. And they talk about all the new PSTN conferencing that's now available, new cloud PBX features, calling preview for PSTN outside the U.S., Project Regal to bring Skype meeting to every meeting room.
Awesome.
There's all kinds of stuff. I'm going to provide a link so you can read through it. It's a very lengthy article. We'll have that after the fact. If you are a teacher in education or if you're using the class notebooks, there is now a class notebook add-in for your Outlook for your OneNote client. So you can go in. And we know it's being used because the statistics that they now have on this since June of, talk about adoption.
Yeah.
Since June of 2015, over 400,000 teachers and over 3.5 million students here, and that's just here in the U.S., have started using class notebooks And for OneNote.
Are there scenarios where people in corporate world would use that?
Absolutely. All right. If you have training needs and you are and you're a trainer and you're conducting an ongoing class notebook can be used by anybody, not just schools.
Right.
Because this automatically, when you set it up, it works and integrates with your Active Directory around the content and things. So if you're doing training in the corporate scenario, class notebook absolutely is for you. But
I'm going to do
today,
it.
I mean, it's rocking, right?
Because we're all students, we're all teachers. So
all students, great we're tool. All teachers. So that's all I had for news. Finally, we are going to be showing as we kick things off and continue to advance. I am going to start to show active sessions on. I'm going to the wrong one. I should go to yours, shouldn't I?
Why?
Let me say
are
done.
Are you showing that screen?
Wait a minute. Let me get out of there.
All right.
I'm going to go to yours.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to Todd's screen.
All right.
It's all right. And do you have to? Oh, I have to then turn it on. Here we go.
There you go. And I'll look for you.
Do 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 do.
Hands off the keyboard.
We're trying Air Server. I just went from one to the other.
And you can see my Air Server.
I see it. It's mirroring to you.
I'm not seeing it.
That's okay. We'll do it another time.
All right,
I know it's working on here, but we're going to start to show you how to use some of the apps that are. Only on iOS, and it also cut across the whole by request. We've been having a lot of asks for that. So I want to thank you, Todd, first of all, for sharing today.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun.
Thank you for all your questions. As always, we love questions, shout outs, etc. Please let us know what we can do for you. Next week, let me just pull it up. Next week on Midday Cafe, we're going to have.
Yanni. He was on.
That one should have been gone from there, but here we go. Ramp up your data with SQL Server 2016. So if you have folks that are all about SQL, this will be the place. And we have Bill Emmer coming as our special guest.
Bill knows. Be ready for Bill.
Bill knows.
Be ready for Bill.
Be
ready. He's going to come with the real deal.
Well, thank you very
much. Good stuff. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Stephen. And by the way,
Stephen,
didn't we assign you to look up something about the little cloud that cried or something like that?
Yeah, we'll have that info for next week's broadcast.
We will have that
for
next
one. We're going to lead with that. And Bill's going to go, what are you talking
about? That's right. So with that, this is Mike.
And Todd.
And
producer Steve.
Bidding you have a great day. Thank you for joining Midday Cafe. And we'll see you next Monday. Take care and ciao.
Tenzin.